Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Donald Trump had a big town hall last night in one of those important states, Michigan.
Former President Donald Trump made his first public appearance since his second apparent assassination attempt against him. Trump held a town hall in Michigan, moderated by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his former White House press secretary. During the event, he addressed his assassination attempt.
And then you wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at. When I say something like that, you have countries saying, this guy, but... what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right?
Trump repeated false claims that Chinese automakers are putting up large factories in Mexico. The GOP presidential nominee is also vowing to slap 200% tariffs on any vehicles made in unbuilt plants and shipped to the United States. He also said that he'll be meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi next week. I'm Haya Panjwani.
All right, Kamala Harris did an extended sit-down interview for the second time.
Kamala Harris is condemning Donald Trump's rhetoric about Haitian migrants in Ohio and other topics. In a rare extended interview at the National Association of Black Journalists, the vice president said officials who have a big microphone have a big responsibility, understanding their words have meaning, and Trump's attacks on Springfield migrants are simply lies.
Grounded in some age-old stuff.
The message now?
Let's turn the page and chart a new way forward and say you can't have that microphone again.
2 days after another apparent assassination attempt on Trump.
There are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe.
While she does.
Not everybody has Secret Service.
Harris says she spoke with Trump.
Checked on to see if he was okay.
Trump says he's been shot at because of rhetoric from Harris and President Biden.
I told him what I have said publicly. There's no place for political violence in our country.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, we talked about that a lot on the show yesterday. Who is a real threat to democracy? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Kamala Harris? Is Kamala Harris saying that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy? Is that a legitimate reason to explain the violence and the two alleged assassination attempts against Donald Trump? I mean, one, the bullet hit him, and the other one, the guy never fired the shot, which is, you know, very fortunate, and the president was never in the line of fire for this this individual, and the president wasn't shot at in that second case, which is really good news. But, you know, is that enough to justify or to say that that this is what's causing the violence? And didn't Donald Trump and didn't the Republicans also? I mean, a lot of Republicans have called this show and said that Kamala Harris and Democrats are a threat to democracy. I said yesterday, I don't think either one of them are a real threat to democracy, because regardless of who wins, I don't think democracy dies. Republicans in the Senate again killed a bill guaranteed to give access of intro fertilization, intro veto fertilization for families trying to have babies.
For the second time, Republicans in the Senate blocked a bill to guarantee a woman's right to in vitro fertilization. Donald Trump has called himself a leader on IVF.
We want more babies.
But a vote to establish a nationwide right to IVF did not get the 60 votes needed to move forward. Texas Republican Ted Cruz voted no. He says the federal government shouldn't tell states what to do.
It's designed to backdoor and federalize broad abortion legislation, which I understand is the Democrats' partisan position, but it is contrary to the views of a great many Americans.
Before the vote, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected Republicans to not support the IVF bill.
It will be further proof they stand against the well-being of families.
In a statement, Vice President Kamala Harris said Republicans in Congress have once again made clear they will not protect access to the fertility treatments many couples need to fulfill their dream of having a child. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And that's why what J.D. Vance said and what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said about, you know, Kamala Harris is, you know, is somehow less of a person or should be criticized because she doesn't have biological children. Stories like this remind you of how insane it is to make that argument. And in vitro fertilization, it shocked me when Donald Trump said that he was for the government covering the cost of that for a lot of American families. Conservatives on social media are spreading reports about a bomb being discovered near where Donald Trump held a rally last night, or where he will hold a rally tonight. This is set up for the rally tonight, and they say that they found a bomb nearby, but wait a minute. It's not true.
In New York, Nassau County officials say social media reports that explosives were found in a car near former President Donald Trump's Long Island rally being held Wednesday night are false. This comes just days after the second apparent assassination attempt on the Republican candidate for president. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says an individual not with law enforcement may have been training a bomb-detecting dog and prompted the false reports. Police say that individual, a civilian not working with the event, but with a bomb dog who called in the false report, was detained by police and questioned. Julie Walker, New York.
Not true. Watch for all of the times that the Trump campaign tries to play the victim card. Just pay attention to it. All right, in Congress, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is trying to avoid another government shutdown, trying to find the votes to pass a spending bill that includes a provision he says is necessary to keep illegal immigrants from voting.
If you have a small percentage of the millions and billions of illegals who came over the border in the last 4 years under Border Czar Kamala Harris's policies, they could throw an election, they could throw the majority of the House, it could affect a presidential race. It's very, very serious stuff, and that's why we're going to do the right thing. We're going to responsibly fund the government, and we're going to stop the non-citizens voting in elections.
Well, they already can't vote, so I don't know why this is a big deal. Illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote, so I don't know why this is a big deal. And when I hear somebody like Mike Johnson say Kamala Harris's policies, I remind you that Mike Pence didn't have policies. Vice presidents don't really have policies. Kamala Harris really didn't have policies. California Democrat Ted Lieu says House Republicans are wasting time trying to advance this doomed bill.
This CR is never going to pass the Senate, even if it passes the House. They should get serious and work with Democrats so we can fund government before the funding expires by the end of this month.
And Mike Johnson says it's too early to say how the vote's going to actually go, but he's not going to give up.
We'll see what happens with the bill, all right? We're on the field in the middle of the game. The quarterback's calling the play. We're going to run the play. I'm very confident. I know that all the Republicans believe in election security.
And California Democrat Pete Aguilar says that Mike Johnson needs to put aside the extreme demands and start working with the Democrats.
Speaker Johnson must reject the most extreme voices in his party and quickly move toward a Four Corners agreement so we can avoid a costly Republican-led shutdown. The American people want to see an end to the chaos and division.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.